This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, everybody, it's Thursday, 4 o'clock, FUBAR Radio. You're joining me, Harriet Rose, for the Harriet Rose Show, would you believe? Now, it's been an exciting week. I've got so much to talk to you about today in music news and reviews, most prominently the Grammys, but we're going to get into that all a bit later. We've got such an amazing array of people coming into the studio today. Swati's going to be in the studio in a little minute. Shana Bass is coming in. She's just got her track on New Music Friday. L.A. Salami is coming in a little bit later. And Matt Black is finishing off the show with us. So basically, I'm not going to have any time to breathe because I've got so many new songs to play you. Miss Banks has dropped her new track. Lily Allen has dropped her video for Trigger Bang, which obviously came out a little bit earlier. I think it came out late last year, or at least we heard it late last year. Then we've got a new one from MO and Lotto Boys, who obviously were on FUBAR Radio a little while ago. And Young Sierra, which I'm going to kick off with today, actually, have released their new single, Dream On. Now, this is really good. Number one, it's got 69,000 streams. It's up to 69,000 streams on SoundCloud now. So go and check it out. I think this is my favourite thing they've ever done. And I'm excited for you all to hear it. I think you can find them at Young Sierra. They do very cool sort of Instagrams and stuff. So if you like something that's a little bit aesthetically pleasing, as well as ear-pleasing, then check these boys out.
Looking at you, you already know that I'm on sight. Yeah, I'm addicted to you. In this kind of light, yeah. And the feeling's got the best of me. And now I see that she's still leaving. In this kind of light, facing the shade. Look what we've made. And I'm addicted to you. Just for tonight, yeah. And the feeling's got the best of me. And now I see that she's still leaving.
Saying Young Sierra, Dream On, brand new track. Go and check it out. You can stream it on www.soundcloud.com, and it's got lots of streams. Don't really understand what streams are. Thought they were to do with water, but apparently it's a good thing. They've got over 69,000 at this point. So this week we've got some good news, music news and reviews. We're going to talk in depth about the Grammys a little bit later. Swati's coming in a couple of minutes. But first, I'd like to give you some news which I think is very exciting and also kind of related to a lot of what I'm going to be talking about in terms of the Grammys. Drake has launched a, well, is going to be launching his own burger chain called Hovino. Now, this is so far up my street, I don't know what to do about it. Mostly because I hope he does some kind of pun style burger chain with wine, because Hovino could say, I don't know, I'm just saying. Yeah, I said Jay-Z, didn't I? Did I say Drake? Oh my God, it's because I was looking at a beef between him and Drake. That's so funny. So I've just been told by my producer that I said Drake instead of Jay-Z, because obviously I'm just in cloud nine thinking about Jay-Z and Drake, who are currently, well, they're not fighting at all. This is completely made up by me. But Drake has now got more Billboard Hot 100 top tens than Jay-Z. OMG. I wonder whether that's why Hove is releasing Hovino, because he needs to move on from the fact that he's got not got the most billboards. But anyway, back to Hovino, when I'm talking about the right person, Jay-Z. So yeah, obviously he owns the 40-40 Club, which is that really famous club that I've never been to and never had an invite. Just saying, Jay-Z, if you're listening. Yeah, so he's applied for the trademark Hovino. Do you think it's going to be some kind of burgers and wine situation? Because something that I've never been able to put together in my mind is burgers and wine. But now I'm thinking about it, why not? Did you get it? Oh, producer Nat really liked that one. Yeah, apparently it's going to be restaurant services. So that means it's got to be a restaurant. And let's be honest, it's going to be takeout apparently as well. This is what's been said on the trademark. So I think people are assuming it's a burger chain. Hopefully that's not going to make an ass out of you and I, but it's not even that, is it? It's assuming that makes an ass out of you and I. God, I'm really, really ruining the show today, aren't I? But guys, it's very exciting because it's Thursday and the sun's been shining at this bit this week and I'm feeling very, very happy. Another reason to make you happy, Childish Gambino, who, again, we're going to be talking about in terms of the Grammys a little bit later, has put his 2011 EP on all streaming platforms. So before, you could just download it as a free download because he's that kind of guy. But now you can go and get it on Spotify, iTunes and all the rest, which is nice because it means you can listen to it. If you don't want to actually download it and have the MP3s on your phone, you can go and have a little stream. Plus, this is the retiring of Childish Gambino. Just that, though. So Nat, my producer, was informing me earlier that he is going to keep doing stuff, but just not under the guise of Childish Gambino. But I think we're all going to miss him, if I'm honest. And on top of all of this, Mr. Craig David has dropped his brand new album, The Time Is Now. Now, this is his seventh studio album after 18 years. 18 years since Born to Do It. Whoa. One of the best albums of all time. This one features quite weird, actually, the collabs, not in a bad way, in a really good way, but like not necessarily people that you would be like, oh, Craig David should naturally be collaborating with that. But that's kind of how the music industry is going at the moment, which I really, really like. So we've got Mr. JP Cooper on there, who's lovely. Bastille are on there, Goldlink, AJ Tracy and Ella May. And it's a whopping 15 tracks, so you can go and listen to it, stream it. He's just a really nice person. He gives off very happy, positive, cool vibes. So I think anything he's putting out is just got a really, really happy vibe to it. So it means it's nice to listen to. I find just listening to his voice, and he's been doing a lot of interviews recently. I don't know if anyone saw the small child who went on, I think it was Good Morning Britain, and was asked, they said to her, like, oh, you've just met Craig David, didn't you? And she's like, yeah. And then they were like, oh, are you a big fan? She was like, no, live on air. Poor girl. But not poor girl, because she was just being straight up honest. But everyone said that apparently she was just really nervous. So she wasn't sure what to do about it. But we love her. We love Craig David. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Although I'm surprised he hasn't tweeted about it, because I think he'd find that kind of thing kind of funny. And just to go into it, Drake, back to Drake now, who's not opening a restaurant, FYI. Jay-Z is opening a restaurant. Drake has now has got more Billboard Hot 100 top 10s than Jay-Z, which means basically every single thing that he puts out seems to chart. So he released the two-track single, Scary Hours Project, which obviously we might play God's Plan actually a little bit later on the show, and Diplomatic Immunity, the two tracks. Very, very different, and also bringing a different vibe from Drake, I feel, than we've necessarily seen before. He seems to be very much pushing himself to different areas of music at the moment. I mean, if you were Drake, right, and you were that rich and successful, you would probably just do whatever you wanted to do, wouldn't you? Like, imagine the freedom day to day, waking up and just being like, hey, I'm Drake. I'm just going to go and do this. I don't even care. That was the worst impression of Drake I've ever done. Sorry about that. But yeah, this marks Drake's 21st and 22nd Billboard 100 top 10 hits, which is Scary Hours Project, meaning he's now surpassed Jay-Z as the rapper with the most Billboard Hot 100 top 10s. Although Drake is categorized as a rapper, it must be noted that not all of his top 10s are rap. Because obviously, Hold On, we're Going Home and Hotline Bling might not be. I mean, in many ways, you could see them as rap, but you might not. You might categorize them in another genre. So it's all a bit like, you know, maybe Jay-Z's feeling okay about it because of that. But Jay-Z's last top 10 was Holy Grail with Justin Timberlake. I remember when Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z headlined Wireless Festival. It was one of the best days of my life. I think I cried. I tend to cry a lot at music events, which is odd because I'm having a lovely time, but the tears just flow. As Nat knows, when she took me to see Eminem and I just cried for 40 minutes. On top of that, ladies and gentlemen, Eminem is going to be playing... Is it Twickenham? Eminem is playing Twickenham. That is huge. Also, it will be amazing. If you're a fan of his new album, tweet us, because I want to know, I want to hear from people. I haven't spoken to that many people about it. I've just spoken to myself, which is what I do every day on the radio. But I really like it. I think it's showing a different side to him. I'm into it. I like the fact that Pink's on it. I like the fact that Ed Sheeran's on it. I'm really vibing his new stuff at the moment. But a lot of people aren't. So I'm interested to find out what you guys all think. Talking of new music, not that I was talking of new music, but I'm just going to use that segue. Rat Boy have released a brand new track. I'm a really big fan of Rat Boy. They're very sweet, very young chaps who seem to be having a lot of fun making music, which tends to make good music, I feel. This is their new track, Be My Anime. I'm into it, to be honest.
Knuckles attached to the sovereigns, right from the start, I was born to be a problem. Lost cause, but cause wrong direction. I'm hollowing inside from all of the rejection. And all I know is I've got to say, drinking down my memory lane. All these people let us say, inside of my blood I'm brain. When it comes to the loss, it's more than a gain. And it's all fucked up, but I'm feeling safe. You might be my anime, or you could be my anime.
Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Myself and I don't need you. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's something about them looks deceitful. Yeah, 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 yeah. What goes around comes around, come on. I don't fuss, I don't want drama. You know me and you know we know saga. We can go distance lasting forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Manners don't deserve manners. Bad vibes don't deserve badders. Energy will run out and vanish. Cause when you step in, girl, you have finishing moves. Now I need a brother really confused. No matter, girl, I'm mimicking you. It must be the bow in you. Cause you're holding all this time. Spending money quite fast. Baby girl, you're quite bad. How you doing like that?
As long as you give me all your love, I know be the kind of guy we go leave you hanging. Leave you, give you from night to morning, I make you happy. Positive vibes I go give. Give me chance, my girl, you see. I know your body be here. Sexual healing, you are gonna see.
Go away.
Lotto Boys and Mr. Easy. Swati joins me in the studio. Did you get a chance to listen to that song?
A little bit.
No, because you've had to rush into the studio. It's quite a banger, you know.
Yeah.
I'm into it. It's a brand new track from those guys. I'm quite into it. Have you heard a lot of MO's stuff?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. I like them though. They're proper vintagey girl band. They remind me of like the TLC vibes and that kind of thing, which everyone's got to be a fan of. So how are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. I'm loving your outfit today.
Thank you.
You're wearing the most incredible purple fur coat that I'm incredibly jealous of. You look great. How's things going with everything? Obviously, On Fire has dropped. Mm-hmm. Sick track. It's just on its own, isn't it? And have you got another one coming out as well?
Yeah, we've got Take It There coming out.
Ooh.
Literally in the coming weeks.
I think I've heard that as well.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell anyone about it though, but just so you know, I'm smugging off right now. It's a very upbeat, dancey kind of vibe. It's a little bit different because you've been obviously making music since you were really young.
Yeah.
Your grade 7 piano, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which is unbelievable because like I can't even get my head around chopsticks. Does it feel quite good to be able to just be that person in a room? If there was like, I don't know, say you're on a ship that was sinking,
yeah,
you could be like, guys, don't worry, I'll play us out on the piano.
Exactly. It's like those people on the Titanic in the film that kept playing till the end, right? I could be that person.
Swati, I'm not trying to like, you know, but this could be your big, you know,
yeah,
hurrah going on the Titanic. Please don't go on the Titanic. No, but that must be quite cool to be that. I mean, what's encapsulated in grade 7 piano? What do you have to do? Like, do it on a handstand? Like, do you have to do it backwards?
Or no, they're just really hard pieces. So every grade, you'll have a certain piece that you have to be able to play.
Oh,
and for grade 7,
just one?
Literally just one. And so if you can play that one piece, then you qualify for that grade. And for grade 7 and 8 and 9 and so on, it gets more difficult.
Okay, so if I knew chopsticks, what grade would I be?
Probably one.
Maybe even two?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I could take this on.
But they're generally like pieces by Mozart and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably a little bit harder than chopsticks.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So the track, you've gone on a little bit of a different vibe because you kind of started off more acoustic-y, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this has gone a bit more dancey, a bit more upbeat.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about On Fire, firstly, and also your journey to kind of get to that point with the dancey vibes.
It was, it took a while to just literally find my sound and where I fit. And it was like many, many years into like, you know, finding that sound. And when On Fire finally came out, when we came up with it, it was literally on the spot. I was inspired by Khaleesi walking through the fire in Game of Thrones. And it's sort of like saying that you could go through the worst of anything, but you'll come out invincible.
You can
and
literally
untouchable.
Walk through flames.
Yes, exactly. And it's a song that makes me feel amazing about myself. And it brings like great strength sort of thing just to be like, I'm on freaking fire.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes. I love that. Also, it's nice that you can talk about your track like that, you know, that it gives you that feeling and it makes you have that passion. Because I think that's the kind of thing that everyone needs in their life.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it's doing for other people as well. You know, it's letting them have that passion and that fire for themselves. So well done for that.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about the track that's coming out in a few weeks then.
Take It There takes it one step further.
Ooh.
We go more, it's sort of a bit more cheeky. It's
we're walking through ice this time.
Maybe. But Take It There is literally just our pun on that whole term of like, take it there. Like, are you seriously going to take it there? And it was really funny because one of the producers, he's Australian. And when I wrote the lyrics and we played him the draft, he was like, what do you mean by take it there? And I was like, it's a saying. Like,
he was like, hold on, where are you taking it? What?
Exactly. And I had to try and like explain to him that we say like, are you taking it there? Like, seriously, you're taking it there? Sort of thing. And I was like, it's just about that. It's a bit of a sort of love song, if you would, but like cheeky. And yeah.
So who was it that tried to take it there with you?
Many people.
Oh, really? Okay. So we're getting back at a few people with this track then.
Yeah.
Good vibes. I think that's a good thing as well. It kind of gets it off your chest, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You've had a lot of BBC support and the song's been getting great praise, On Fire. And you've done a few like live lounges and things like that. How would you say you feel like when, because obviously, as you say, you've found your sound now, or at least you feel at this moment you found your sound.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, are you really happy with how excited and positive everyone's been about On Fire?
I'm really, 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 really excited. And I love the feedback that I've been getting, because not just like myself and the people around me, it's everybody that listens to it are like, you finally found yourself, sort of thing. And not to sort of take for granted my entire journey or anything of the whole acoustic sounding songs and stuff, it's just I feel that you go through chapters in life, and that was where I was at then, and this is where I'm at now.
The other side of the fire.
Exactly.
I like it. You spent some time in India receiving classical training.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds incredible, number one. I just wanted to ask, how do you feel that has influenced you as an artist? Because it must... I've never been to India, but it's one of those... It's the number one place that I want to visit when I go proper holiday like a adult would, you know? Yeah. Now, I just go to like Spain or something, but when I go on my big adult holiday, I want to go to India. Tell me a little bit about how that was, that year that you spent sort of classically training there.
It was really tough.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really difficult because the teachers out there, they're relentless. Like,
really?
You know, they will still smack you with a ruler, literally. And so I would arrive on the day and she'd be able to suss out that I hadn't done my homework.
Are you just really, you can't lie? You
were no, like, not at all, because she can hear it in your voice. And you're like, crap. And then she'd have a go at you, and I was by myself. I didn't have my family or anyone. And I was living with another family, and they were super strict. They were like vegetarian. You're not allowed fizzy drinks, nothing.
So you had a real healthy lifestyle when you were out there as well?
It was complete. It was like a detox sort of thing, like, you know, taking you away from everything that you do in London and being there. And then you've got poverty in your face. And like you've got all of the people in your face and the hygiene levels, and you know, it was really real. We're kind of in a bubble over here because we don't see that sort of stuff. But when you go to a country like that, it's like everything is in plain sight.
Yeah, so, and that must have been quite difficult.
It was emotional. Yeah. It was really tough, but I came back much stronger, and I'm really, really grateful for that. And musically, like the classical training that I received, my teacher was really funny because she was like, don't go back and don't go into the Western music system. And I came back and I enrolled into uni and did a music degree. So I did do the Western side. However, it's really cool because I know where I'm implementing that classical training in my voice and what my voice is able to do. And I can do the sort of simple melodies that you'll hear me doing. But behind that, you've got the classical training that helps me explore further things.
That's amazing. And it must have been quite a beautiful place to like be in contemplation while you're trying to work out who you are, where your direction is going and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I was only 16 when I was there.
Oh, gosh. Young
so,
thing.
Yeah, completely. So It was really, really good, and I was quite the rebel when I was in high school and everything.
I thought so, to be honest. I thought so. We've only met for 2 minutes, but I knew you were a rebel.
And so my parents, they were really, really disappointed. Like, you know, they caught me
Being naughty.
And,
you can say.
And they didn't punish me, but they just looked at me really disappointed. And I was like, you know what?
Worst.
I'm going to punish myself and go to India for a year.
Okay.
And do classical training. And they're like, oh, okay, all right, fine.
Did they do that thing that parents do where they're like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed?
Exactly.
Oh, the worst.
And it hurts.
Like, yeah.
It hits a different spot where you're just like, shit, like, what have I done?
So you really proved them right or wrong or something by doing the, by going away and kind of like being a good girl for a year.
Yeah, and then coming back as this, literally, like this really goody-goody two-shoes.
I don't believe that for a second. You said that I saw a little quote that you said music is a paradise for an introvert like me. Interesting that you're an introvert, and because a lot of musicians are and a lot of people are in the world, and they use different like techniques and tactics to kind of get themselves through being an introvert. Must be a beautiful way to kind of put your feelings across using music.
Exactly. It's really funky. Like, I can come across quite socially awkward and everything. However, I'm like, people know everything about me because it all comes out through my music.
Yeah.
And so if you listen to my songs and you listen to my lyrics, then it's like everything is just out in the open. Whereas if you speak to me, it will take a while to try and, you know, kind of suss me out, and I'll be really sort of frigid in my ways and stuff. But growing up, I knew that I was an introvert because I wasn't able to express myself. When I would get angry or something, I couldn't say it. And I'd sort of like shake on the spot, and I'd start writing letters to my mum or my dad or my sisters and be like, you know, last week I didn't like it when you did this.
Oh my God, that's low-key amazing. That's incredible. You're just like a tiny child just writing letters being like, FYI, 4:10 last Friday, you didn't give me a yogurt and I'm livid.
Exactly. So they've got this whole collection of letters, and they were like, we could totally see you becoming a songwriter through this because you couldn't ever say anything out in the open. And
so basically, if we were best friends and I really annoyed you, I wouldn't find out. I would just know because your next single was like,
exactly,
F Harriet, she's a dick. Like, that is that the vibe that we're going for?
Completely.
100%. I like that. Get it out. Yeah. A lot of songwriters say, though, that that it's really cathartic, and actually once it's out, you've almost got over it anyway.
It's therapy.
Yeah.
It's like a counselling session, but much cheaper because you can just do it in the comfort of your own home and record the song, and it sounds amazing.
Well, it does sound amazing as well. We're going to have a little listen to it in a minute. Tell me, what's coming up over the next year? What's your game plan? You've obviously got the next single coming. Are you going to be playing live in London? Can we come and see you?
Hopefully soon.
Yes, you're going to just keep
lining up a couple of gigs and then a few like live performances with other radios and things like that. So that's coming up. And then I've got another single after that, and then I'm going to be dropping an EP.
Ooh.
Yes.
Gosh, you're giving us some constant drip of music. So if you were, like, the music scene at the moment is obviously banging. Everything's really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. Is there any artists that you're looking at in the scene right now that you're like, yeah, I want to do something with you? Whether it's like production or like a, you know, doing a track with someone, doing a duet, or
it might be a long shot, but Stromae, I listen to a lot of his music.
Oh, okay.
And I know that he's even declined Madonna and things like that for a collaboration.
Shoot for the stars, babe. Shoot for the stars.
But yeah, I would love to work with him or Goldlink.
Oh my god,
I would love to work with them. Yeah,
I love Goldlink.
Yeah,
he's on the new Craig David album.
He is.
I was just talking about that a minute ago.
Yeah,
I've been a big fan of his for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some good things going on. I think he's a really sick producer as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's. I think Goldlink would be my one of my dream, if I was a singer.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my dream collabs. Well, that sounds really exciting. We're looking forward to hearing the EP. So when do you think we're going to get that?
Hopefully by April.
Ooh. And what about videos, music videos?
I used to concentrate on doing visuals for all of my videos beforehand, but then I just thought, let the music do all the speaking sort of thing. So I'm just really concentrating on perfecting the sound now that I've found where I'm really, really comfortable and thriving. And let's just get a bulk of material ready.
Yeah, and then when we got the EP, maybe you'll surprise us with a little visual. Mm-hmm. I do love a visual.
Or maybe like a short movie type thing. Because
ooh, yes.
The four
Beyonce.
Songs that are coming on the EP, they're all sort of interrelated. So it'll be really interesting.
Well, can you do me a favour when you do that? Can you wear that jacket in the video? Because it's so sick. I really just can't get over how much I love it.
Thank you. Definitely.
Thank you so much for coming through to the studio. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Can you introduce On Fire for me?
Yep. So this is Swati. I'm at FUBAR Radio. You're listening to Harriet Rose. And this is On Fire.
Yes. so much to the lovely Swati, On Fire, her brand new single. Go and check that out. You can find her on social media, and she's going to be posting all about her new single that's coming up in the next few weeks and an EP later in the year. That was lovely. Now it's time for a little bit more music news and reviews, and we're going to talk about the Grammys. Now, I think the Grammys is quite weird for us in the UK because obviously it's not here and it's such a big deal in the US, but I feel like I don't always know that much about it, and I don't always get to hear it. So I'm really glad that I did a lot of research, I did a lot of watching over the last week, and I found out loads of exciting things. Top news, Bruno Mars took home a whopping 7 awards, which is mad. And I think he broke some records, especially in the R&B vibe, because he as an R&B singer, I don't think there's been that many awards won by an R&B singer before in the past. So congratulations to Bruno. He also did a fab performance with the one and only Cardi B of their track Finesse. Now, Cardi B's outfit was probably one of the best outfits I've ever seen in my life. If you haven't watched the live performance, please go and check it out. I'm also really into her, the fact she was just really confident. Obviously, I think performing at things like the Grammys must be absolutely terrifying. You're literally standing in front of the biggest people in the music industry, Beyonce, Rihanna, Pharrell. You know, it's definitely a nerve-wracking experience. And she's kind of just popped off after Bodak Yellow. So it must have been quite a nerve-wracking experience. And I think she smashed it personally. So congratulations to those guys on their performance. Ed Sheeran took home 2 awards, but he didn't even go. He did not even go. Imagine being like, do you want to go to the Grammys? Nah, not really. Not really, love. No, thank you. Obviously, congratulations to Ed Sheeran because he has just got engaged, which is maybe he wanted just some little bit of me time with his new fiance. I kind of respect him for it, though, in many ways, because he definitely has made it very clear that he kind of stays out of the limelight as much as possible without kind of like trying to ruin his career. He definitely is not interested in the fame side. So fair enough. If you don't want to go around the awards, then don't bother, because why would you? But congratulations to him for getting to. Feel It Still by Portugal the Man won Best Group Performance, which I think is really well deserved. People are still banging that track now. It's still in the charts. I keep singing it on playlists on iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify. I think it's one of those ones. Is it going to be like Gotye? Somebody I used to know, where it's like one song and then never again. So they've got a lot to live up to. I hope it goes well for them. I'm looking forward to hearing the music they put out next. I haven't heard any as of yet. They may well have released an album and I just haven't noticed, but I'm looking forward to hearing more from them. Mine and Nat's favourite person in the whole world, Childish Gambino, got Best Traditional R&B Performance, which I'm really, really, really chuffed about. It's the last sort of year of him being Childish Gambino. He's retiring that namesake, potentially to focus on acting or potentially to just start a whole new music career. Nobody knows. But big up to him. He's also been nominated for a Brit Award, and I'm literally crossing everything on my body that he comes to the UK, because I don't think he's definitely come here to perform before, but I've never seen him and I've never like been in the proximity of him, and I would love for that to be something that happens in life. The only slightly depressing thing about the Grammys was there was only one woman who took home a major prize. Again, it's really exciting and makes me very happy to see that the press are covering this, and it's a very important thing because I think this has been happening for ages. And I don't necessarily, I'm not saying that like it's definitely, you know, anything to talk about, but it is pretty weird that only, I think, 3 women were nominated for major awards. One included Lorde, who didn't win, who was the only person in her category not to be asked to perform at the event, which is weird. But on the positive side for women, they did seem to really, really support women, or at least made a show to kind of like celebrate all the movements that are happening right now in terms of women's rights and the sexual discrimination, with Kesha's performance of her Grammy nominated track. It was a beautiful performance, and she had backing singers that include that. Basically, she had Janelle Monáe did the intro to the piece, and she said, "We come in peace, but we mean business," in relation to the Time's Up campaign. And it was just like a really powerful, like, I don't think there was anybody that wasn't sobbing in the audience. And her backing singers were Camila Cabello, Cyndi Lauper, Bebe Rexha, Andra Day, and Julia Michaels. I mean, that is a pretty sick backing vocal team, right? Julia Michaels, by the way, if you haven't clocked Julia Michaels yet, she's sick. You need to pay attention to this girl. One of the biggest songwriters in the world. And she just featured on that Clean Bandit track. That might be where you've heard her name. But also just an all-around lovely girl. I'm really vibing her at the moment. But yeah, go back and look at, watch Kesha's performance. It was very powerful. And I think everything that she's doing for the Time's Up movement and the whole movement as a whole, how brave she's been, is very, very admirable. So big, big, big up to her. Let's have a look at the other performances. So UK-wise, Sam Smith performed his track Prey. Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee did Despacito. Childish Gambino performed Terrified. Absolutely gutted I wasn't there to see that live. Gutted. Pink did a very stirring performance of Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. Really love Pink. Saw her live at the X Factor final and she really takes your breath away. She's got one of those voices that is a bit like I saw Amy Winehouse once and I've seen Adele live. It's that kind of vibe of like just a real female powerhouse. The voice just like you just can't come against that voice. Sting and Shaggy did some stuff at the Grammys, which is, I think, a very, very cool pairing. If anything, an album would be fantastic. They are doing an album. Oh, my God. I predicted it 2 seconds ago, even though it had already been predicted. That is one of... Imagine that scenario. Sting. Sting kind of speaks like this, doesn't he? He's like, Sting, I'm Sting. He's like, rings up Shaggy, and he's like, Shaggy. I hope he rang him up and went, Shaggy! And he was just like, Shaggy, we need to get in the studio, babe. Let's do some tantric yoga and get in that studio. Looking forward to that album. They performed Englishman in New York and Don't Make Me Wait. You two were there. You two did a performance. Get out of your own way. Lady Gaga, of course. Oh my God, I can't believe that they're doing an album. I've just seen a picture. In fact, can we tweet that picture out to everybody? FUBAR Radio Twitter, head there to see the new artwork for Sting and Shaggy's album. I was joking about them doing an album and they actually are doing one, so that's incredible. Logic did a performance with Alessia Cara, who took home, I think she took home, did she take home Best Newcomer or, I can't remember what the award was called, but... Best new, look at my memory. I'm not even reading that. She took home Alessia Cara took home Best Newcomer. She was up against like a lot of good people as well, so big up her for that. And SZA did Broken Clocks. SZA is one of the coolest artists in the industry right now. If I could be friends with anybody right now, if you ask me, I'd probably be SZA because she's so sick. If you haven't checked her out, her album's insane, and also music videos amazing. There's a track called Supermodel, which is probably my favorite track of the album, and she's done this really amazing, very visually stunning video for it, and it's just really sick, so go and check it out. If you're like me and you like to watch music videos like their films, you'll really, really like this one. Right, we're going to have a song now because I've talked for long enough, and I'm going to play something that I'm really, really excited about. This is so as we've talked a lot about Miss Banks of late, of course, shout outs to Nicki Minaj, who's her new best friend, but also just really excited to see all the freestyles she's been putting up on Instagram and all the buzz around her. Steph London obviously was saying how she came up with Miss Banks, and like it's really, you know, she's been really supportive and posting, and it's just really nice to see that vibe of like girls together. This is her new track. It is fire. If you haven't heard it, go and watch the video after the show is finished, not before, please. In the meantime, you can listen to it right now. Fanatics.
In the stew till I get it right, bitch. Nice house and a nice whip. Spending all your money up at night, bitch. Yeah. Visualize, make a nigga fantasize. Water park, yeah, he wanna slip and slide. Cool off, baby, you can take a dive. Type of shit I got him doing, can't be televised. Hypnosis, he said I'm the coldest. Get love from the youngest, got respect from the oldest. Black girl magic, I got that hocus pocus. Oh, I'm so focused, let me dust off my shoulders. I make hits, you can't hit it. The flow is exquisite. See me on the bill, can't miss it. Bare paintings when I come true. Hating bitches always doing what the bums do.
Big body gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hey, niggas always doing what the bums do. I be cutting ties with you niggas, right for you niggas, even fucking lie for you niggas. You're a fraud, I don't really know who's hyping you nigga. Hey my nigga, all this fuck shit just made me a killer. Going straight for your head, let you down before I put it to bed. On some bullshit and I see red, get wrapped like tortillas, sticky like quesadillas. You can't see me and I ain't see ya. Please believe, go hard for my peas and my family, I'll do what I please. Go overseas, bring all my G's, bare back and titties, do it B.I.G. Talking about that pay a visit, I don't do gimmicks, I ain't got limits. Only real niggas when I come true. Hating bitches always doing what the bums do. Big body gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do. Doing what the bums do. Big body gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do.
Hi guys, I'm Kim Dawson and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Eating good, living good, you got me, yeah. You got me like you said you would. Got me like you said you would.
Yeah,
yeah. Ain't too many niggas that tellin' the truth, yeah. Niggas ain't lying in the booth, yeah. They don't know nothing about love. They don't know nothing about us. Only in us we trust. Yeah, yeah, straight like that. Tapping to me isn't cheap. Huh. I need statements and receipts. Huh. Other niggas try to call ya. I let a ring to the beat. I hear the talk in the streets. I heard that you was a beast. I need it all on my stomach. I had to go to the streets. I'm living good,
living good. You got me, yeah. You got me like you said you would. You got me like you said you would.
Yeah. I don't need no regular fella.
Yeah.
He gon' trip and try to make me jealous.
Make me jealous, yeah.
Thank God it's not true. We both know it's not cute.
Oh, no, yeah.
We both know it's not gonna get us nowhere fast. And you've been on a real good track. I'm trying to see if you can keep it up, keep it up. If you can't eat it up, oh no, no. Only in us we trust, oh no, no. Of you know anything that you say, go.
Not saying it's all
good, cause you do it all.
I can't let go.
Look, I don't have a problem at all saying that I'm eating good, living good. You got me, yeah. You
got me like you said you would.
You
got me like you said you would. Oh,
you got me exactly where you want.
You
did like you said you do.
Like you said.
like you said you would.
You said you do. Oh, 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 oh. Young body, straight like that.
Justine Skye, you got me. That's from her brand new album. Shauna Bass is in the place.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Really excited to have you in.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Busta 9 is sick. Let's just start off with that. I also was scrolling through New Music Friday and there you were.
I know. Same. That's what I was doing. I was there.
You're so sick.
Thank you.
Also, it must be really exciting for you because that is a huge thing for artists to get on the New Music Friday because it just goes... I mean, I'm subscribed to it. Everyone I know is subscribed to it. So everyone, if you just shuffle through, you can get so many genres, so many different vibes.
I know, I was super happy when I saw it. I was like, yay! And New Music Friday!
I saw you've been getting like love left, right and centre on it. Like on Instagram, Twitter, I've seen it everywhere. Do you feel really excited by how much good vibes you're getting from people's reactions?
Yeah, like it just shows me I'm obviously doing something right. Because I just make music to... express myself, so if people like it, that means I hope they're like relating to it and it helps them in some form of way, so that's good.
Okay, so I want to know what Busta 9's about now you've said that. If it's about something personal, tell me who.
Well basically I had this boyfriend once upon a time and he was just a fuck boy, so he was just out here doing the most, and then I found out and then Busta 9 was made, and then yeah.
Does he know?
Yes, he knows. I think he does. Because when the song was out, he hit me up. He was like, big up yourself. And I was like, thanks. And then, yeah, but he knows.
You should have been like, no, thank you. Honestly, thank you for the inspiration.
Thanks.
So you've had a bit of an interesting start to your career. Clean Bandit sort of saw you when you were really young.
Yeah, I know.
And you did the track with them and Extraordinary, which went to number 5 in the charts.
I know.
When you were 15?
Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah, I know.
And quite an odd thing to happen because it's the kind of thing you hear about in films, isn't it? It's like,
yeah, it was literally like a movie. The way they saw me, everything was just like a movie. It was really funny, to be honest.
Yeah, so how did you feel? I mean, obviously it's a little while ago now, but how did you feel as that being your start in the music industry?
To be honest, I wasn't really that gassed, if I'm being very honest, but I was like, oh, this is very lit, like Clean Bandit, wow, because they're Clean Bandit, so I was like, fuck. But I wasn't really like mad gas because I just love music, so to be honest, I've always dreamed and saw myself being a singer, so I wasn't really like,
do you know what I like about that is that actually that is so the reaction of a 15-16 year old. It's just
I wasn't, but now when I talk about it, I'm actually more gassed than I actually was. Now I deep it, I'm like, oh, I was on a fucking Clean Bandit song, that's like a big thing.
But also Clean Bandit are a lot bigger now than they were, because they've always been big, but now they're huge.
Yeah, now they're like like proper little superstars.
But it's kind of a nice way to start your music career,
right? Yeah,
it was
such a nice way, yeah.
So you're a little bit older now, a little bit wiser, yeah. I'm assuming, maybe not. I don't know, because I'm definitely
definitely
wise.
A little bit.
Oh, I'm less wise. I'm less wise now. As I get older, it just gets stupider and stupider. So tell me how you feel as an artist you've kind of developed and changed in the last few years.
Well, how I feel about my music now.
Yeah, like you and personally how you feel in your sort of, in the music realm.
I feel like now I know kind of what I'm doing. Like I have a vision. Like I just follow a plan. I feel like I have a great team around me. So it's just a bit more... It's a bit more, everything's more organised in my head. So it makes me feel more, like, way better. Like, before when I was doing music, I didn't know what the fuck was really going on. So now I have a bit of a clue, it's way better.
I guess it's nice to have that, you know, sometimes when you've got a passion for something, it can be difficult to focus on that and not be like, but what about this? And what about this? And what about this? Like, someone telling you.
I'm very, like, very music driven. So
yeah,
everything I do is really music. I'm more or less driven than everything else, so I think for me it's the opposite. I love music, so yeah, I'm just happy I'm able to do it as a career.
Yeah, and also kind of this is your sort of opening of like you. This is you being you.
Yeah.
Did that feel quite nerve wracking? Because obviously the Clean Bandit track was.
Yeah, it felt a bit. Yeah, it felt a little bit nerve wracking because all my songs are literally like memories or stories about my life. So it's like a little diary. You're like giving the world your diary. But I thought it might be able to help people. So that will make me happier than keeping it all into myself. Like. So, yeah.
That's definitely a nice vibe and one way to think about it as well.
I think it's a good way.
We're going to get you... You're going to be helping left, right and centre.
Yeah, I hope.
Buster Nine's going to be teaching some girls not to take shit from their boyfriends.
Yeah, do not take it.
Are we going to have a video?
Yes, coming soon. Visuals out soon.
Because I feel like this song, when I listened to it, I was like, oh, I can't wait for the video for that.
I can't wait for the video. Is going to be absolutely lit. Yeah. So everyone better have their eyes on it. It's going to be lit.
Have you shot it already?
We have the last scene to shoot.
Ooh.
But I don't really want to give anything away because it's that lit. It's just like, okay. You don't even want to know, girl.
Okay. I can't get anything out of you. Maybe I'll try and sneak something out of you later.
You got to watch.
tell me a little bit about what's the plan next. Obviously, it's a difficult thing to answer because you've just dropped this track. But yeah. I'm excited by you as an artist and I want to know what the plan is. Tell me the plan, babe.
Well, I'm dropping an EP called Beautiful Chaos.
Ooh.
Around summertime, which I'm so excited about. And then I've just been working on my second one. I'm working on new tunes. That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you haven't even released this one and you're already working on the next one.
It's the way to be, isn't it?
Busy girl.
Prepared.
Do you have any fun or social life?
Music is fun. So that is my little social life.
That's true.
That's my fun. So... Yeah, that's my fun.
And obviously it's popping off. I was just saying a minute ago, the industry is hot right now. Everyone's doing...
Yeah, the industry's mad hot. The UK scene's very hot. I'm loving it.
Just played the new Miss Banks track, which is so huge.
Yeah, she is so... Her pen game challenge.
So
big. I was like... On Twitter, I was like, oh my God, this girl, she's sick. Card, proper sick.
I love her. And I love everything she's about as well. Like when...
Yeah, she's proper real.
Yeah,
I love that.
When Nikki tweeted her, she was like... Oh my God! Yeah, like everybody would be.
Yeah, of course, it's fucking Nicki Minaj. But yeah, it was lit. She's mad lit.
Who else would you want to vibe with at the moment? Who are you feeling?
Oh,
what music
my God,
are you liking?
That's such a hard question because everyone's literally shell-popping right now.
Yeah.
But I would say I love Stormzy. I love Avelino. I love all the young. Like, I really do love... Honestly, I genuinely think I love everyone. But they're my little faves.
Yeah.
If I'm being
so
honest.
A little collab with Jay Huss.
Yeah, I do love a little Jay Huss.
I love Jay Huss. He dresses so well.
I know, his swag's always on point. He looks lit.
The last time I saw him, he was wearing head to toe Alexander McQueen. I was like, yes, boy.
Can't lie, I don't really care about all the little designer stuff.
Oh,
but
I do.
The way he matches, it goes. It don't matter as long as your collar's matching.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how much you spend, as long as it all matches and it looks sick.
Yeah, because we're all human. Like, you never know. If you look good, you look good.
Exactly.
Don't really matter how much it is.
So a little collab with Stormzy then, maybe. Maybe Jay Huss and Stormzy. And Avelino as well.
Yeah,
get them all on
that'd
it.
That would be crazy.
So I'm going to play a little game with you now.
I love games.
And I think this is going to be an interesting one to you because I'm playing it's a game called Shit or Hit,
okay,
where I'm going to play some songs to you and you're going to tell me if you didn't know a shit or a hit. But these are like, the vibe I've gone for on this round is they're all people or artists or bands that used to be big.
Okay, that's good because I don't know. Okay, that's sick.
Okay, so I thought I'd get you out of your comfort zone a bit because these guys are like comeback kids. But in a good way, because like one of them's Justin Timberlake and obviously he's always been about.
You know me, love a Justin.
Yeah.
Mm.
Honestly, Justified, one of the best albums of all time. But he's come back with a new album. So let's kick off with him because that's a good start. This is his brand new track. Pharrell's in the video. Actually, got loads of people in the video. He's obviously calling all of his friends being like, guys, I need you. But this is Supply. So we're going to get you to listen to 30
cool.
seconds and then you can tell me if you think it's a shit or a hit.
Okay, cool.
Multiple times. Stop. Dip set. If you ain't heard it that way, I can guarantee.
So there you go.
That's a hit. Ooh. Oh, I'm all like vibes and up in the ting. That's good.
You were literally like moving from go.
I was all Millie rocking and stuff. That was lit. I like the ending. I love the harmonies and shit.
Yes. So he is doing a new album. So you should.
I'm going to listen to that. Go there, Justin. Big up Justin in the dunya.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember Justified?
Of course. Well, don't act to be honest, I'm lying. I remember like old songs.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me the songs, but I didn't really listen to the album, if I'm being very honest.
I did. I used to do dance routines to every song. That and Usher's album.
Usher,
really
yeah. I banged out Usher when I was little. I banged out Usher.
Okay, so up next, these guys, I'm going on the more indie vibe now.
Okay.
So do you remember Fall Out Boy?
No, but you're going to tell me.
So Fall Out Boy were like a sort of punk rock, in the times of punk rock. They did some bangers, you know, when it was really big, that kind of music. And they've released a new album and they're also out and about touring everywhere. This is called Church. And I want to know if they're going to break through to you, because this is obviously new for you. So there's not even a throwback element here.
Yeah, literally.
Let's have a listen.
If you were church, I'd get on.
Yes, vibing it.
Cool. I wouldn't call that shit, but I wouldn't call it a hit.
Okay.
So I'm going to put that in the middle. Okay. So let's call it shit. That's what I'm going to call it.
You're not the first person to ask for a middle, but you're the first person to make up a middle, so I'm going to give you that.
Thanks. Shall I hit?
Is the Fall Out Boy track there? Yeah, because I wasn't sure, because I used to quite like Fall Out Boy, and then I was like, no, don't do this. But this is
I think it's all that. It's got potential. It's not something maybe it could grow on me. I'm going to listen to it. It might grow on me. Church.
Exactly.
Fall Out Boy.
I'm going to send it you, babe. Right. Finally, we're going to finish with a UK indie band who are doing another comeback, but a little bit smaller difference because they only released an album a few years ago. The Vaccines. Knew you wouldn't know. No, I don't really know. I'm not. It's not my kind of thing either, but that's why I wanted to play it. So
yeah, I'm really excited. Let me hear.
Let's go. This one is I Can't Quit. So that's the vaccines. I can't quit. You tried your best to vibe.
I did. I was not trying to quit, but
you don't hate it. But
I don't hate it. It's not like I'll be like, oh, this is not a bit of me.
But, so you wouldn't feature on it.
Okay, that, I would say it's not a bit of me if you asked me to feature on it. But listening wise, I think it's
chill.
Yeah, it's chill. It's like it's chill.
Yeah,
smoking a little chill.
So is this so is this another?
No, I'm going to give this one a bit lower than the sh. So it's more it's the sh. Keep the sh sound.
Yeah. So it's like shut.
Yeah. You got it. You better than me.
Oh, no. Honestly, I'm taking your lead, babe. You're changing the game. Well, thank you so much for playing a little bit of shit or hit
Thanks
with me.
Thanks for letting me play.
No, that was really enjoyable. I'm really looking forward to what this year brings for you. Oh, I think I'm not a medium, but maybe I am. Just saying. I can see very big things in your future.
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you going to be getting out and playing some gigs? Can we come and see you anytime soon?
Yes. Well, when it gets announced, then you know. But you better be there when it does get announced.
You're being really good because actually, you could just let it.
Baited that the whole thing got cussed up by my manager. Shout out, Colin. But I didn't.
You'd get really told off because your whole team is standing in this room and they'd probably jump at you.
Eyes all on me.
So we are going to be able to come and see you, but we just got to watch your socials,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
Nice. Well, I'm really into Bussa 9. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
No, honestly, I'm really into the track and I can't wait to hear this EP, man.
Thank you so much.
How many tracks is it going to have, by the way?
Six or seven.
Oh my gosh.
You will see. You shall see.
It's like a mini album. Yes, please. Okay, cool. Let's play a bit of Bussa 9. Can you introduce it for us, babe?
So this is Shana Bass.
Yes.
Boober Radio. This is Bussa 9 for you.
Yes.
I knew I should've run, baby, run, baby, run, baby, run, baby. When I saw you, oh, we were never whole. And yeah, I was done, baby, done, baby, done, baby, done, baby. That I loved you so, so my heart said no. I would've held you.
love is just a word. So still trying, you know what I deserve. Won't be fooled. I would have bust a knife for you.
Girly, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Grab a few grams and a few grand, wrapped in elastic in the blue bands. You reach for handouts with your two hands. Who's that with a cool gang? No hippie, but it's so sticky. I'm an old school nigga, fam, I know zippy. Steamboat Willie like the old Mickey. Steamboat Willie, she gets the whole dicky. 06 Ratchet had the old flicky. 017, now I got the whole stripping. Low key, brother, on the low sipping. You can be the cool gang, but nigga, no slipping.
And if you was my addiction.
Trainers.
Trigger Bang featuring Giggs, Lily Allen. If you haven't looked at the video already for that, go and do it. It's a real honest perspective of her growing up and life as a sort of, because she was the daughter of a famous person, and you know, she got straight into that world, and how difficult it can be sometimes. And also, it's just a really good track. Probably, I've always been a fan of Lily. I love her. I love her first album. I actually have all of her albums, and I just think she's the vibe that she's going on right now. I'm really into. I also like how she's like a sponge with music. She really like sucks everything in and kind of takes a lot of influence from across all music genres. And I'm very, very, very into that. Now we've got some really exciting news. As you know, we've started to announce festival information, and one of my favourite festivals in London is just announced their new location. Field Day 2018 is now going to be in Brockwell Park. We're really excited. It's going to be the 1st and 2nd of June 2018. The lineup's going to be announced on Monday the 5th of February, which is 4 days from now, right? You can sign up now for early bird tickets, fielddayfestivals.com. And as FUBAR, we always go down and have a little hello to Field Day, and we love it. It's really exciting that it's changed location. Southend is a lovely place, very chill, and also the park itself is really, 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 really beautiful. I love it a lot. So if you want to know more information, go to the website and check everything out. They're going to be announcing some of the artists. I don't even know who the artists are, so it's really exciting. I can't wait to hear more about that. Mabel has been announced as the MTV Brand New 2018 winner. We're really proud of her. It was great to have her in the studio back in 2017. She's just gone from strength to strength. Her EP just banged, of course, like she's had so many hits since then. And yeah, she's been winning all sorts of awards and doing all sorts of incredible stuff. Big up MTV for this one. And you can check it out all on her socials. Also, you can find it www.mtv.co.uk/brand new. Obviously, she's one of the biggest artists in the UK right now. She's obviously a very talented songwriter anyway, but she just has got good vibes. She looks cool. Her mum is also Naina Cherry, which is incredible. And her dad's one of the biggest producers. So she's got a definite good sort of monarchy of family who are making sure. Well, I don't know, actually, because she did say, actually, her dad is her biggest critic, and her mum just loves absolutely everything she does when she came in to have a chat with us. But it just seems like she's going from strength to strength. And I've been a big fan for a long time, listening to her stuff back in like 2015. And it just seems like she's doing so well. So big up Mabel, big up MTV for her MTV Brand New 2018 award. Yeah, go and check out more. Hashtag brand new, MTV Brand New, and you can find them on, obviously, MTV on Twitter and Instagram and all that jazz. Also, I want to just whip back to the Grammys, because you know how much I love to talk about the Grammys. Queen Beyoncé, we have to go into this for a hot minute, right? So, number one, the woman, the Beyoncé woman. So there's a picture that even Beyoncé put on her Instagram. She's walking through with Jay-Z, and this woman is just shooketh. She is shooketh by the mighty Beyoncé. And you hear it a lot with even famous people who talk about meeting Beyoncé, and they just say it's like the aura that she gives off is she's just basically a queen. And this woman is personifying this in every way possible. She's basically gobsmacked by Beyoncé. And everything about it is just fantastic. But she, Beyoncé, and Beyoncé's family seem to sort of rule the awards in terms of the news that were put out the next day. Blue Ivy, I'm sure you've all heard, had a great night. She watched the Grammys in a prime seat with her parents, but also, you know, didn't stop being a kid at all, because she had a juice box and she had some snacks that her mum Beyoncé was just sort of holding for her. So there's this picture of Beyoncé with like a juice box and some crisps, but she's also like wearing a massive hat and sunglasses inside. So it's really personifying everything anyone would want to be in a person. Like, you're a mum who's at the Grammys wearing probably like a £1 million outfit with sunglasses on inside and a massive hat, and you're holding a juice box and a packet of crisps for your daughter. If anything,
good jobby.
We're loving that. We're loving everything about Beyoncé and her whole family. And also, of course, we can't deny how embarrassed Blue Ivy got at her parents clapping. It's a gif that's now made its way around the internet about 100 times, but I had to talk about it. She's, if you haven't seen it, basically during the ceremony, Beyonce and Jay-Z are really intently listening to whatever's going on. I think it was actually Kesha's performance or something, and Blue Ivy just sort of like shushes them, like, shh, I'm trying to listen to the song, or maybe shh, maybe she had an iPad in front of her and she was trying to watch like Tots TV or something. I don't know. But everybody needs to channel a bit more of Blue Ivy, I think. It's Thursday. Why not be a bit more Blue Ivy today, guys?
Good job, B.
This one's really coming in use today. Finally, I just wanted to say my woman of the moment, and she has been my woman of the moment since... probably since mid-2017 is Rihanna. She just looked absolutely stunning at the Grammys. And I just want to say a huge big up to her because I'm just vibing everything she's doing right now. And I just really like her. I really love her a lot, that's all. In the meantime, let's play some more music because I've talked, again, too much about my love for Rihanna. And just anyone that I can talk about that I love, I tend to go a bit too far. But if you're listening, Rihanna, Bezzy Mates would be great. Just let me know. Hit me up. Loop has dropped a brand new track. She came on the show, actually the same show as Mabel last year, I think. Or was it the same? Yeah, I think it was same show as Mabel. You can catch up with that on the Fubar website. This is her brand new track, Give and Take. I think they're dropping a video for this very soon. Keep an eye on this girl. She's going to be big.
Same old, same old. Another takeaway on the sofa, scrolling through our phones. Same old, same old. A weekend at your parents, just trying to save up some dough. Hell no, hell no. Will we ever go for dinner at a fancy restaurant? Cause God forbid that you would ever take the time to plan something. You can't take a hint. No asking for much, but if you want this love, you gotta give some variation. Baby, just use your imagination. Had to catch a show. Same old, same old. You don't like my place, so I stay at yours 3 in a row. Hell no, hell no. Would I ever come back to flowers waiting for me at home? Cause God forbid that you would ever put me first on your list. Yeah, I'm just being honest. No asking for much, but if you want this love, you gotta give some variation. Baby, just use your imagination.
What's up, guys? This is Sigala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, girl, it's so nice to meet you. Don't wanna come across eager, but real talk, I'm feeling your features. Your body shape got more bass than a speaker. And girl, I can see you're down, but I ain't about to let that defeat you. Cause when you're down with me, forget all of your troubles and let's live in the moment.
think it's time you replace them with a young brother that will treat you amazing. Let me upgrade your day, we're all basic. Don't carry the weight of all of the problems you had yesterday, and let me come and put a smile on the face. Forget all of your troubles, and let's live in the moment. When one door closes, another one opens. So let's live in the moment. No point holding to what's broken. So let's live in the moment. When one door closes, another one opens. Stop trying to control it and start living in the moment.
Yeah, gotta getcha, use me, blame me, be my baby, got the eye on London, I grab your thigh until you bring it back with timing, stroke it, once you get up on it, cause I know it's fine, and you know I ain't gon' let you send that body heavy, I'm addicted to your nature like your name again, I'm addicted to that body, look at what you started, I need you like the devil needs soul, and there it goes in the open, you should let me control, and put your mind to the side, and put your heart in the boat, until you're tight, and I promise I ain't losing the fool, any woman know you got this. And we shouldn't tell our haters about their E. All I really want is money, mouth, and the truth. And I never lie when I'm testifying in a
room. And let's live in a moment. Yeah. When one door closes, another one opens. So let's live in a moment. No point holding until what's broken. So let's live in a moment. When one door closes, another one opens. Stop trying to control it. Start living in a moment. And let's live in a moment. When one door closes, another one opens. So let's live in a moment. No point holding to what's broken. So let's live in a moment.
We got one right here.
Don't close it.
Got a bigger, got a bigger right here.
Stop trying to control it.
Got a bigger right here.
Start living in a moment.
Get down, get down.
Craig David from his brand new album featuring Goldlink, Live in the Moment. We love Goldlink, we love Craig David. What a perfect pairing that is. Huge thanks to all of our guests so far today. We're really having a... I'm just having a lovely, lovely time. Matt Black is in the studio. He's just arrived. So we're going to have him in a minute and we're going to be chatting, waxing lyrical on a Thursday. Guys, just to be clear, it's nearly 6 p.m. on a Thursday. It's the end of Dry January. This should be a really exciting day for everybody. I've been doing Dry January and I'm really excited to have a glass of Prosecco. Tell you what else I'm excited about. Justin Timberlake, we were just talking about him earlier. He is doing the Super Bowl, which is an interesting choice, actually, because he's obviously like... It's kind of weird because he's a world-famous musician, Justified, one of my favourite albums of all time, but he's also an actor. He does a lot. He's a man of many talents. But do we remember way back in 2004 when he accidentally on purpose revealed Janet Jackson's nipple... slash whole breast during the Super Bowl halftime show. If you actually look at the pictures, he looks like a small teenage boy that's just been let out into do a big performance, and it kind of makes total sense that he would have done that. Because remember, she was like, no, it was a complete accident. Babe, it was a complete compartment that you'd created on your bra that opened and closed. I love her for it. Free the nipple is what I say. Even if Instagram won't allow us to, free the nipple. Go for it, Janet. If anything, I think it would be more interesting if Justin took out both nipples during the Super Bowl performance. No one seems to have any problem with men's nipples. That's all I'm saying. But apparently in America, a lot of parents have been like, so Justin, listen up, my friend. PG, please, for the Super Bowl. Keep it PG. I mean, I think he is pretty PG now. He's a dad. He's married to Jessica Biel, who's one of the greatest. Well, actually, she did that Netflix thing. It was just basically so sick. It's called The Sinner. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. Yeah, so infamous moment that he's kind of getting ribbed for a little bit 14 years later. I've just also read that he groped Kylie Minogue's bum at the Brits, which is interesting. Also, why does that stuff not happen anymore? Why does that not happen at the Brits where people, you know, actually, to be fair, and I'm assuming that it was like a mutual grope that she was happy with, because obviously if it wasn't, that is not good. But I'm assuming it is because they haven't mentioned anything about that. So, yeah, everyone's a bit worried. And also, he's just released a track called Filthy. He's really going for the like naughty dad vibes, isn't he? So I'm interested to see what this performance is like, and also how much of the Justified album he's actually going to sing. I wonder if he's going to come to the Brit Awards. Probably not, because he hasn't been nominated for anything. But, you know, we'll have to watch him if he does. So, you know, potentially... Isn't this going out? Oh, no, it's just for us it goes out at night, isn't it? So in America it goes out during the day, so they're a bit worried about all the kids and his you know, he's got snake hips, that guy. He can really, really move. So I think everyone's a bit nervous. But I think he's going to be fine. Look, he's learned his lesson. It's 14 years on, you know. Hopefully he hasn't upset Kylie. I mean, maybe we need to ask Kylie, if you're listening. I hope that you weren't offended by the bum... by the bum grope at the Brits. Also, why did I not already know about that? Looking forward to his Super Bowl performance. I've never watched Super Bowl because I'm very into my sleep cycle and I don't like to disrupt that. But maybe I'll break that tradition this year and watch him live just to check he doesn't release both of his nipples or anything interesting like that. So should we play some music? I really, really like this song that I'm going to play now. And it's not a usual song for the... it's basically, it's been out for a little minute. I'm just vibing it so hard. It's the new Jax Jones, Breathe. And I just think it's something to get us uplifted. It's Thursday. It's nearly Friday. For some people, it's the last day of the week. So let's hype it up a bit in the last half an hour of the show and have a little listen to Mr. Jax Jones.
You're my discretional sin. I feel you on me when I touch my skin. You got me hooked and you're reeling me in. And I look in your eyes, I'm on the edge. You're on my mind like a song that I can't escape. I don't know how many da-da-dums I can take. I need to know if you're feeling the same. Is it too late? But now it's hard to breathe.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum. That's his new track, Breathe. I'm really into it. Matt Black, what do you think?
Yeah, I was vibing to it, man.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, no, Beefro or something.
Yeah, it's a bit of a random one because I love Jax anyway. I mean, yeah. I think he's a really, really talented guy. But that is different, obviously, to Don't Act Like You Know Me, which is his smash last year with Ray. Mm. And then this is a little bit of like a different vibe.
Yeah, no.
It's a little bit more like, as you say, Ibiza classics. Like, ooh, I'm going to dance, but I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, no, I was definitely with it.
You know when you say the same word over and over again and it just really makes you relax? That's how I feel when it's like dum, dum, da, da, da. Also, it's kind of what you do when you don't know the words to a song.
Yeah, exactly. It's humming along, man. It's music these days.
Talking about knowing the words to songs, Matt, do you know all the words to yours?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Just checking. It's very important. After Party EP is out now.
Yeah.
Are you the king of the after party? Is this what I'm about to learn about you?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the name kind of came from something a little bit different.
Yeah, I think it came from a little bit of a naughtier perspective, didn't it?
something like that.
But let's talk about the PG perspective. Maybe not even a PG perspective. What is your key points for an after party? Like, not the kind that you're thinking of, naughty boy, but the one after a party. What is, like, the best... Like, if you were going to plan one, yeah?
Yeah.
What would be the top tips for the after party?
So you gotta have loads and loads and loads of drinks.
Okay, what's your favorite?
My favorite drink, gotta say,
ooh, tough
you know
one.
What? Straight rum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little bit sweet, so yeah, yeah. A little bit better than like Courvoisier or something horrible like that.
Yeah, I have some Courvoisier too, but
no, it tastes horrible. Don't
no,
lie.
I like it. No, I'm with it. I'm with it. No, you know, when it's strong, because I don't think anyone really likes alcohol, but
I do.
The stronger it is, just back it down, man.
Okay, you know so I mean? You like the stuff that burns.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough. So the EP's doing really well. I saw that Nia's been all over Spotify on all the great lists, getting a lot of play. Also, you had 50,000 monthly listeners at the beginning of the year, didn't you?
Yeah, mad. So yeah, that was definitely a big accomplishment for me.
You must be chuffed. How are you feeling the year's going so far?
Yes, it's been good. I mean, I've got sort of more plans I want to sort of roll out over the next couple of months in terms of videos and so on. But from an audio perspective, it's doing a lot better than I thought it would. So yeah, no complaints.
What would you say your favourite track on the EP is? Choosing one of your children, right?
I'm gonna say Nia is my favourite track.
Do you think that's because of how great the public have sort of perceived it, or is that genuinely your favourite one?
No, it's genuinely my favourite one. Out of the EP, it's the one where I've most sort of picked a moment and actually just gone with it for the whole song. You know, it's kind of obviously it's about a girl.
Yeah, who's Nia? Who's Nia?
This one's not for radio. It's not for radio.
Oh. Is it because it's not safe for work, or is it because you can't talk about her?
It's just.
Is her real name Nia?
No.
Are you? I can't tell if you're lying or not. I can't tell.
No, it's not for radio, that one. It's not for radio.
Okay. But shout out
Nia. I'll tell you after the show, though.
Okay, cool. Shout out Nia. Hope you're well, babe. So this EP.
Yeah.
You've said you've already got plans, which is a bit mad, but you've already got plans for the next thing. What is the next thing after an EP? What do you feel like you're going to drop another EP, another single, or is it going to be album time soon?
Yeah, so I'm already working on the next EP.
Whoa.
Yeah, for now. So hopefully looking to release that, say, end of March, start of April.
Busy boy.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, just trying to follow up on the next one as soon as possible and just drop all year long.
Okay. And maybe some videos. Are you going to do some videos for this project as well, or?
Probably not for this project.
Ooh, so we've got to wait with bated breath for the next one.
Yeah, but definitely some coming soon.
Have you got a name for the new EP?
Not yet.
I nearly tried to get you there.
Yeah.
I thought it's late on a Thursday, you might just kind of like let something go. But you haven't picked one yet, no?
Not yet.
Does Nia feature in the new EP?
No.
Oh, Nia's done, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, bye. Yeah. Bye, Nia. Now, I wanted to ask you, I saw you were retweeting Miss Banks, played her new song earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
Who's the artist that you're looking at right now? Because obviously you're supporting other artists, which is really great. I always love that.
Yeah.
But I want to know who your personal favourites are right now. Who do you want to be working with? Who do you want to just be listening to?
Yeah. So I'm quite into SL at the moment.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
So definitely SL.
Little collab or...?
Oh, maybe down the line.
Put it out to the universe, babe.
Yeah, just speak into existence. but yeah, no, Miss Banks is cold as well.
She's sick, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And yeah, one of my close friends as well, guy called Loki, R&B singer. He's like from my area as well, man. He's yeah, definitely vibes with his stuff as well.
Do you feel like when you're making music, if you've got friends and stuff around you, are doing a similar thing? Do you feel like it's like a good vibe to kind of bring each other up together? You know?
Yes, yeah, it's definitely a blessing. I mean, naturally you'll get that sort of competitive edge as well, but it's great because you know you support each other, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's that friendly competition. You know, you're both sort of heading in the same direction. And yeah, you just kind of surround yourself with music all the time. Like everyone I speak to now is sort of either an artist manager or musician or something. So I feel like it's just in my face. I can't get away from it every day and it just keeps me going.
Is that a good thing though, in terms of like when you're getting in the studio, if you're meeting people day to day and like your mates from home or whatever are actually just all turning into the music industry and making it work? Like it must mean you've got a few, you literally in any situation you're like, just ring up so and so and be like, oh, can you come help me with this, or you know, little collabs here and there with all your mates?
Yeah nice. It's good, definitely. I mean, if people were doing different stuff around you, I guess it can somewhat distract you a little bit if people are always like, oh, they want to sort of go out drinking and partying and all of these things. But when everyone's like, yeah, I'm in the studio, or I've got this radio interview, or, you know, I'm DJing tonight or whatever, then you're kind of just surrounded by it. It just makes you keep working and perfecting your craft.
And I've seen you've been sort of compared to Bryson Tiller and Party Next Door, but which is pretty sick to be compared to such great arses as well. Mm. Sounded like I said great arses. maybe I've got something weird on my mind. I don't know. But who would you say your big influences are?
Probably my biggest influence is Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh yeah,
actually, yeah. He's probably.
Is that because he's got a great ass?
No,
yeah, he's sick. Yeah.
No, definitely. With Ty Dolla $ign, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Drake, I think he's just done a lot for music over the last like decade or something. So, yeah, I'd say he's another one. And old school artists as well, like, you know, R. Kelly, Tyrese. You know, I've sort of grown up on them, so. Yeah,
I'm into Drake. Drake, I just was talking earlier on the show about how he's just beat Jay-Z as the most top tens in the Billboard 100 of all time. Yeah. For a hip hop artist.
Yeah.
And which is pretty big, really.
Yeah, massive. He also broke a record last year. I think he had the most songs in the Hot 100 at one time, or something like that.
I mean, he can't stop himself, can he?
No, yeah, it's huge.
Well, I was sort of musing to myself on the show earlier about how his life must be so sick.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that story about? Did you know he sometimes like texts Kanye West and they play like basketball games?
No.
Yeah, so he has like a basketball court in the back of his house, and there was this story about how Kanye West went over and they played like a proper serious game of basketball with each other.
So who won?
Yeah. Kanye. Apparently, but it's only word of mouth, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. Who do you think would win out of you and Drake and Kanye West if you were all to play basketball?
I'd definitely say they'd probably win.
Can you not play basketball?
Not that I can't play, but you know, Drake saying he in one of his songs he was shooting hoops with Kobe before the game. So
yeah,
you know.
Dude, he has his own basketball kit.
Yeah.
Also, we don't really do that here, do we? In England,
not as much.
No. Maybe. Do you play sports?
Not anymore. I used to be a sprinter, so 110 meter hurdles. So,
but you picked music over sprinting.
Yeah, basically.
But you can run really fast to the bus, which is important.
Very fast to the bus, yeah.
Are you going to be getting out and doing any live shows this year? Can we catch you anywhere? Do we just need to follow you on socials, or have you got anything announced?
Yeah, so I always announce all my stuff on the socials. So everything is Matt Black Music with a V instead of the A in Black. And I've got like some stuff coming up. Got a show next month and two the month after. So I'll be announcing all of them.
And how do you feel when you perform live? Like, do you still get nervous, or is it just like you're pretty confident straight up, get on there? It's not like when you play basketball and you're just shitting yourself.
I think you naturally get a little bit nervous, depending on the crowd. My first show, there was about sort of 12, 15 people that I was like first on, and no one had really come yet, so I wasn't nervous at all. But then, you know, every show has got sort of a bigger crowd and a bigger event, so naturally...
It's interesting that you say that you were less nervous when there was less people, because some people would say the opposite way around. But that's cool. If you can walk on a stage and, like, as well, win a crowd over.
Yeah.
When it's like a bit of a low-key one, that must be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. A lot of it's sometimes with the lights, you know, when there's like 200-300 people and you've got the spotlight on, you can't see anything anyway. You just feel like you're singing in your bathroom and you just get on with it.
I definitely can't imagine that. I can't imagine that I could ever get on stage and sing. Absolutely no. Well, it's probably because I can't sing. you're obviously looking pretty fly today. Loving the little velour top.
Thank you.
Sick. What kind of stuff do you wear on stage? Do you take your fashion seriously when you're performing live?
Yeah, very seriously. I mean, I'm supported by like a brand actually called Black Clothing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So, I pretty much wear their stuff.
Is that them? The what you're wearing now?
No, this isn't. The trousers are though.
Oh my god, you got it all. You got it all.
So, but yeah, no, I pretty much wear it all the time. You'll see me most of the time with a black on my front or the back or whatever. So
is that your brand, or is it just they just found you and they were like, oh, we want you to wear our clothes right now?
No, it's not my brand, but they've sort of welcomed me in as part of the team.
Nice.
Yeah. So
everybody loves a bit of free clothes though, right?
definitely.
In it.
Definitely.
Well, you look sick, and I look forward to coming and seeing you live in some sick black clothing.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a little play, I think, of Nia.
Yeah. Go spin it.
Still want to know who she is? Shout out if you are Nia. Tweet us at FooBar. Can you introduce this for us, babe, please?
Yeah, my name is Matt Black, and this is my song Nia.
Yes.
Oh, FUBAR Radio presents Georgie Sperling. Can we have a round of applause, please?
You had a heart problem when you were younger.
Yeah. So I was born with a heart condition. When I was younger, the doctors told me that I couldn't really exercise at all. My dad's a professional golfer. My brother's one of those all-round, like, sick at every sport. Me being competitive was like, no, I want to join it. So I kind of stuck two fingers up at the doctors. You know, every time I go back to the doctors, they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
Iron Man.
I just want to do this. It hasn't made it worse, it hasn't made it better, so therefore I'm going to continue doing what I want to do.
Every Friday. From 5 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan. God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, yeah, nice. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside heat. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
That's right, Lethal Bizzle. You are listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio right now. That was Drake's brand new song, God's Plan. We are 10 minutes from saying goodbye. Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang are in the building. They're up next, so make sure you stay locked. Now, brace yourselves, kids, because we've got some even more exciting news that's literally just come through. A very, very exciting news about All Points East Festival. Firstly, www.allpointseastfestival.com is where you can find the full load of information. It's happening 25th to the 27th of May 2018, so kicking off the festival season, if you will, at Victoria Park. This lineup It's insane. Our best friends, Glass Animals, who've been on the show, are one of the main performers on the Friday the 25th. LCD Sound System's playing. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Phoenix, The XX, Lord, Justice. A lot of single name artists, which is really easy for me to read. Sampha, Lord, Licky Lee. Oh, that's two. Oh, no. I'm out of my stride now. Joking. Popcorn, Bjork, Beck, who obviously we're a massive fan of in the studio, Beck. Producer Nat absolutely adores him, so big up to him. And also, I'm really excited to see him live, to be honest. Friendly Flyers and... Friendly Flyers? Where are they flying to? Friendly Fires and Flying Lotus 3D, which I'm interested in. How are they going to be 3D? I've seen Flying Lotus before, but it wasn't in 3D, so looking forward to that. Young Fathers has just been added. Oh my God, I love Young Fathers so much. First time I saw those guys was Glastonbury, I want to say 3 years ago, and they took my breath away. They played on the same stage as Haim that I saw, which is the other stage, if you don't know, because I'm being very vague about my information, and they rocked it. They're so sick and interesting live. Obviously, my best friend, close compadre, Steph London, is also playing. You can check out my interview with her at fubarradio.com. We're really excited about this festival. All Points East, Victoria Park. I'm buzzing because I feel like there's not a day out of the three that I don't want to go and see every single person on the list, which is actually quite stressful because it's like, am I going to be able to physically get to every stage and see everything? But we're looking forward to it. So make sure you keep up to date, www.allpointseastfestival, and get your ticket. They're on sale. You can literally buy them now. I know it feels like it's too early, but it isn't. It's not. It's just not. Look at Brighton Pride. Brittany sold out in about 3 seconds. These festivals will sell out when everyone starts to realise how sick the lineups are. And now I've told everyone, you guys better go down and get those tickets. I'm literally going to go down and get the tickets today because I'm actually really excited to see Lord again. I saw her literally about 7 years ago at a Vivo Halloween event, and she was probably about 9 years old at that time. And she just, the last album she announced that she released was so good. I'm really looking forward to seeing her live. So head down to allpointseastfestival.com, 25th to the 27th of May, Victoria Park. We know that place and we love it well. And you know, we were chatting about our mates Clean Bandit earlier, and obviously they've just done that huge banger with Julia Michaels. They are going to be headlining Neverworld. Now, Neverworld is the new brand spanking Lee Fest. So we went down to Lee Fest a few years ago. They've created a new festival, Neverworld, with Lee Denny and the whole team behind Lee Fest. It's 2nd to the 5th of August. If you don't know where it is, it's at John Darling's farm in Kent. But I think if you've never seen Clean Bandit before, we saw them at Stand and Calling last year. And they were unbelievable. They've got a real knack of getting the crowd going and basically sort of holding the crowd in their hands and being like this, because it's a little bit different, isn't it, to see someone performing actual musical instruments like violins and stuff, which is not that usual. So it's definitely a sight to behold. Also, not just Clean Bandit, Tom Grennan, who's been on the show, FYI, Declan McKenna, Ray Morris, Sub Focus, We Are Scientists, and plenty more to get your teeth into. We went down and we interviewed loads of people, like everything. It was Circa Waves and loads of other people, and it was so, the vibe was so nice. Lee is lovely. I think we had Lee on the show, didn't we? And he's a really nice chap, and the whole festival's just got a very... It's small still, but in a really big way. It's very grandiose, and then loads of people go down. It's always busy, and it just feels like it's got a good vibe. It's kind of homely, and I think is there still dress up? If it's called the Netherworld, I'm pretty sure it's going to be dress up. So keep your eyes locked to that. We're really excited. Basically, I can't contain myself because I keep getting all this information about festivals, and I kind of lose myself when it comes to festival season because I'm busy and I'm doing every festival. I just go into this world of festival joy, and it's kind of nice to get excited about it on February 1st, because if you think about it, February, March, April, May, it's not that long, less than 3 months away. That might be wrong, but seriously, we start buying our tickets now. It's going to be something to look forward to. I'm very excited. I can't wait to go to all these festivals. Going to finish off the show today with a new track from my other best friend, God, I've got so many friends, Lethal Bizzle. He's released a new track with Chip. Love a bit of Chip, and it's all about Landon. And you know how much we love London. If you haven't gone and looked at it, I chatted to Lethal Bizzle last year. It's up on the FUBAR Radio website. He is one of the loveliest people in the world, and he's just so intelligent and interesting. I'd really recommend you go and check out the interview, because he talks a lot about politics and Jeremy Corbyn and his views on the sort of future of London. I think he has a real investment in London and in the UK, and especially coming from like the beginnings of grime. I really think he has his roots here, and like he just reps it so hard, and this song is about to show us why. So this is the remix. Chips jumped on it, and it's a big tune. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This has been FUBAR Radio with Harriet Rose. We'll be back next week, bigger and better every week, probably not, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Love you, bye.
Swift and production.
Yeah, I'm a London boy, let the cray cray cray. Ronnie, Reggie, Ronnie, old school, Reggie. Let the morphine sample. Hey, hey, hey. Cabby, Drizzle, Skank. Some real top boys, yeah, G, they're from my way. North, south, east, if west. If you're a fuckboy, please don't come my way. Never, 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 never. I'm a London boy, let the cray cray cray. Ronnie, Reggie, Ronnie, old school, Reggie. Let the morphine sample. Hey, hey, hey. Chubby, Drizzle, Skank. Some real top boys, yeah, G, they're from my way. North, south, east, if west. You're a fuckboy, please don't come my way. Never, never, yo, never, I used never. To kick ball, I used to shop. I used to keep food grams in my socks. I used to be on Ringer, Gilera, sand through alleyways, using the cops. I moved the key, I moved the box. Some of the men then run into shops. One time I was running late, so I jumped on the ring, I went top off the box. Now I weren't that bad, just one of the boys. Some done robbery, some done roids. I done me, I win a piece. When a man them stay 100 degrees, want 110s, off key tees. Hit Pro B, oh, dry white knees. Hit JD's, HMV's. Then I flicked it, now I sell CDs. Cause I'm a London boy. Let the cray cray cray. Ronnie, Reggie, Ronnie, old school, let the morphine sample. Hey, hey, hey. Chubby, Drizzle, Skank. Some real top boys, yeah, G, they're from my way. North, south, east, if west. You're a fuckboy, please don't come my way. Never, 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 never. I'm a London boy, let the cray cray cray. Ronnie, Reggie, Ronnie, old school, let the morphine sample. Hey, hey, hey. Chubby, Drizzle, Skank. Some real top boys, yeah, G, they're from my way. North, south, east, if west. You're a fuckboy, please aye. Don't come my way. Never, 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 never.
Man, a London boy, yeah. Dungeon boy, yeah. Man ain't from round there, run them boys. 020, 708. Eight. How many spitters all seven get eight? Pirate radio, London sets. Yeah. Built this thing that was London, yes. Yeah. Embrace man from outside the town, but disrespect show you how London gets. Take a London check. Man get boyed. Man self-made and self-employed. Fully grown man, no, I'm not no boy. Boyed. Can't address me with oi. Never. Tourist attraction. See me in the States like you got an accent. Car man's English and man speaking. Can't school me on my country. Leave it.
Cause I'm a London boy, let the cray cray cray. Ronnie, Reggie, Ronnie, old school, Reggie. Let the morphine sample. Hey, hey, hey. Chubby, Drizzle, Skank. Some real top boys, yeah, G, they're from my way. North, south, east, if west. You're a fuckboy, please don't come my way. Never, 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 never. I'm a London boy, let the cray cray cray. Ronnie, Reggie, Ronnie, old school, Reggie. Let the morphine sample. Hey, hey, hey. Chubby, Drizzle, Skank. Some real top boys, yeah, G, they're from my way. North, south, east, if west. You're a fuckboy, please don't come my way. Never, 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 never. Yeah. Man, old school, old school, old school. Yeah, that's word to Raskit. And put me anywhere on that field. You know I'm scoring a hat trick, yeah. Gee, I'm far from poor. Draw six bursts, I'm about to be four. Seen a few mil, I'm about to see more. Violate me, you're about to see war. Yeah, Stone Island with the Air Max. You know how we function. And I know real bad boys out here on clapping. Hold tight junction. Local Beyonce's one of rude boys. You might call that punching. But man really know that money makes you handsome. Cause man, a London boy, let the cray cray cray.